Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们，早上好。
It's truly a privilege that I can come before brothers and sisters.
能够来到弟兄姊妹的当中，实在是非常的美好。
I come from Los Angeles.
我是从洛杉矶来的。
And we meet at a place called Alhambra.
我们是在 Alhambra 那个地方聚会。
For many of us in Alhambra, every time we think about the brothers and sisters in the Bay Area, we thank the Lord.
每一次我们在 Alhambra 的弟兄姊妹想到在湾区的弟兄姊妹，我们都为你们感谢主。
Not really 为你们，而为我们。
Oh, okay.
Let me just say two things.
我讲两件事。
You know, first of all, over the years, you have entrusted your daughters, your sons, your brothers, your sister to us.
因为在过去这些年龄里面，你就把你们的女儿、儿子、弟兄姊妹都托付给我们。
I think you remember Tammy.
你们可能记得 Tammy 姊妹。
Chris.
Chris Tom 弟兄。
Gershon,
Gershon, 弹琴的那个。
Sam,
Samuel,
and Lydia,
Lydia,
and Jonathan, and Doris, and also there's a brother from Davis by the name of Alex.
还有从 Davis 的 Alex.
And brothers and sisters, you know, these are very precious.Brothers and sisters, they are a blessing to us.
这些都是很宝贵的弟兄姊妹，他们成为我们的祝福。
And we cannot be without them.
我们实在不能够缺他们。
So I just want to let you know.
我要告诉你们。
So if you want them to come back, you have to make an effort.
所以如果你要把他们叫回来的话，你们要努力。
Now the other thing is, last year we bought a building.
另外一件事就是去年我们买了一个会所。
Well, that was after 20 years we met over there.
是我们聚会20年之后才做成的。
And you brothers and sisters have helped us a lot.
这里的弟兄姊妹们，你们帮了我们很多的忙。
Not to take too much of your time, I can report to you that we have paid off the building.
我不用花太多时间，我们感谢主，现在我们已经把这个房子的付清了。
And we still owe some money, but that's not the building, but we had some improvement.
我们还
so we still owe about half of that improvement.
我们还欠一点钱，只是装修的一半的钱而已。
Yeah, it's about $40,000.
我们现在只欠四万块。
Now, years ago, Brother Wong came to our midst.
很多年前，王弟兄到我们当中。
And at that time, we were looking at another building.
那个时候我们在看另外一个会所。
And Brother Wong came.
王弟兄来了。
He said, you know,We should not owe.
他说我们不应该欠债。
That was a heavy burden on us.
那时候对我们来讲是一个很重的担子。
Now I couldn't believe that's possible.
我实在不相信那是可能的事情。
Now this time we did owe.
这一次我们欠了一点钱。
But thank the Lord we have paid until now.
但是感谢主，我们现在都把它付得差不多了。
And the bank actually asked us to pay slower.
这银行叫我们慢点付钱啊。
But the Lord told us to pay fast.
但是主叫我们说把钱把半付付清。
But no matter what,
无论如何
we really thank the Lord.
我们实在感谢主。
The brothers and sisters over there learned a big lesson.
弟兄姊妹在我们那里的学了一个很重的功课。
Now wherever your money is, that's where your heart is.
你的钱财在哪里，你的心就在哪里。
And we really thank the Lord not only for the building.
我们感谢主，不单只是为了这个会所。
But He has brought us to go through a journey with him.
他带我们就走过这一段的路程。
And on this matter of giving.
在这个学习，在奉献的上面，我们学了。
To him and to his purpose.
是为了主，也为了主的旨意。
Now, thank you, brothers and sisters, for inviting me this time.
我也很谢谢弟兄姊妹这次邀请我到这里。
Now, I was thinking before the Lord, what should I say?
我在主面前等候说我应该讲什么。
And early this year, when I was reading the Kings and the Chronicles,
今年上半年当我在读《列王记》跟《历代志》的时候
，and there was a paragraph in the Bible.
在圣经里面有一段这样的话
，which is the Lord spoke to King Hezekiah.
就是神向西西家王说的话。
At the time when Jerusalem was under siege by the army of Assyria.
当时耶路撒冷是被亚述的军队来围困。
And that paragraph touched my heart.
那一段的话摸着我的心。
And over the past few months, I have spent time to seek the Lord for the meaning of it.
在过去的几个月，我一直在主面前寻求里面的意思。
So I would just like to share with brothers and sisters what I have learned.
我就愿意跟弟兄姊妹来分享我学到的。
Now, if you would agree with me, I thank the Lord.
如果你们觉得这是好，我感谢主。
Now, if you have some doubts, then I pray the Lord that we continue to seek His heart and mind on that.
如果你有一点的疑问，我们愿意一同在主面前来寻求。
So, let's turn to First King. I'm sorry, Second King.
先翻开《列王记下》
chapter 19,
第十九章
verses 29-31.
列王记下十九章。29-31.
Okay. Then this shall be the sign for you. You will eat this year what grows of itself. In the second year with springs from the same. And in the third year, sow, reap, plant vineyards, and eat their fruit.
以色列人啊，我赐你们一个证据，你们今年要吃自生的，明年也要吃自长的。至于后年，你们要耕种收割，栽植葡萄园，吃其中的果子。
The surviving remnant of the house of Judah will again take root downward and bear fruit upward.
犹大家所逃脱余剩的仍要往下扎根，向上结果。
For out of Jerusalem will go forth a remnant, and out of Mount Zion survivors. The zeal of the Lord will perform this.
必有余剩的民从耶路撒冷而出，必有逃脱的人从锡安山而来。耶和华的热心必成就这事。
Now, after this, let's also read verse 28.
我们再来读28节。
And just me and Eric will read this.
28节。
Because of your raging against me, and because your arrogance has come up to my ears, therefore I will put my hook in your nose, and my brittle in your lips, and I will turn you back by the way which you come.
十九章二十八节，因你向我发烈怒，又因你狂傲的话达到我耳中，我就要用钩子钩上你的鼻子，把脚环放在你口里，使你从你来的路转回去。
This verse 28 is what Lord Jehovah spoke through Isaiah to the king of Assyria.
28节乃是耶和华神借着以赛亚 像亚述王说的话。
And verse 29 through 31, which we have read, is what Lord Jehovah spoke through Isaiah to King Hezekiah.
29到31是神借着以赛亚向西西家王说的话。
Now, let's also read Isaiah chapter 37.
我们也读以赛亚书37章。
Okay, verses 30 through 33. Then this shall be the sign for you. You will eat this year what grows of itself, in the second year what springs from the same, and in the third year sow, reap, plant vineyards, and eat their fruit.
以色列人呐、啊，我赐你们一个证据，你们今年要吃自生的，明年也要吃自长的。至于后年，你们要耕种、收割、栽种葡萄园，吃其中的果子。
The surviving remnant of the house of Judah will again take root downward and bear fruit upward.
犹大家所逃脱余剩的，仍要往下扎根，向上结果。
For out of Jerusalem will go forth a remnant, and out of Mount Zion survivors. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this.
必有剩余的民从耶路撒冷而出，必有逃脱的人从锡安山而来。万军之耶和华的热心必成就这事。
Let's bow down and have a word of prayer.
我们低头有一点的祷告。
Lord, we have read your word.
主啊，我们已经读了你的话。
Lord, we come to you, trusting that you will speak to us.
我们来到你的跟前，我们实在相信你要向我们说话。
Lord, we confess to you that we are the people who do not really know you that well.
我们承认我们不够认识你。
You are much higher and much deeper and much wider than we understood.
你是那样比我们所了解的更深、更广阔、更高深。
And yet, Lord, we thank you. In your grace, it pleases you to reveal yourself, to reveal your Son in us.
主，我们感谢你，因为你愿意把你的儿子启示给我们。
So, Lord, we come to you helpless. We come to you asking you to really reveal yourself to us.
我们在你面前，我们只有求你。把你的儿子向我们启示。
And Lord, we just pray that you will open your own word to us.
我们求你把你的话向我们打开。
So that we can see your heart and mind.
我们能够看到你的心思意念。
So that we can know how to follow.
我们知道能够如何跟从。
And Lord, we thank you for giving us this opportunity to gather before you at the end of this year.
我们感谢你在年终的时候，我们有机会这样聚在你的跟前。
And Lord, you know our hearts. You know the hearts of your people.
主啊，你知道我们的心，你知道我们的意念。
Lord, you know that we all love you.
你知道我们都愿意爱你。
Yes, Lord, you know that we do want to follow you.
主啊，你也知道我们都愿意跟从你。
And Lord, we just pray that you open our eyes so that we can see your heart and mind.
我们就是求你开我们的眼睛，叫我们能够看到你的心思意念。
So that we can really be faithful to you.
叫我们能够向你忠心。
That we know in days ahead how do we walk before you.
我们知道在前面的日子我们应该如何的跟从你。
And how do we walk before the world?
像我们也知道如何在世界面前我们如何的行走。
And how do we find our roots in you?
我们也知道我们如何的在您里面扎根。
Thank you, Lord. Be with us this morning.
谢谢主与我们同在。
In the name of Lord Jesus, we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。Amen.
So, brothers and sisters, I have, in the past, I have heard this term, take root downward and bear fruit upward many, many times.
以前我听过很多次讲到向下扎根、向上结果的，听过很多次。
And I love this term. I love this verse.
我很喜欢这节的圣经。
And I thought that my God was like a farmer.
我实在想到我们的神好像是一个农夫。
And he was like a gardener.
他好像是个园丁。
He really has wisdom.
他实在是蛮有智慧。
And he can encourage us and bring us to know that it is important to dig down.
他一直在这里鼓励我们，提醒我们说向下扎根是多么重要。
But this time when I come to the word of God in Second King and also in Isaiah.
这次当我们读到列王记下跟以赛亚书的时候，
Now the word of the Lord really touched me.
主的话是在摸着我。
It causes me to see that our Lord, our God, is not only a farmer.
叫我看到我们的主，我们的神不单单是一个农夫。
He's not only a gardener.
他不单单是我们的园丁。
He's much bigger than that.
他比这个更大。
He is the Lord God of Israel.
他是以色列的神。
He is our God.
他是我们的神。
Now, without seeing his heart and mind,
如果我们没有看到他的心思意念，
we only see very small things.
我们只是看到点点滴滴的事情。
But if we see his heart and mind,
如果我们看到他的心思意念，
Now, we will understand what Peter said.
我们就会明白彼得所讲的。
Peter said,
彼得说，
Our Lord, he sees a thousand years as one day.
我们的主看千年如一日。
He sees one day as a thousand years.
他看一日如千年。
Now, when I try to understand what the Lord said to Hezekiah,
当我在这里尝试着去认识主向西西家说的话，
And I, indeed, I see that when he said these things, he has a whole history of Israel in his mind.
当他说话的时候，他有整个以色列的历史在他的脑海里面。
And now he also sees the future in his mind.
他也在他的心中看到以色列的将来。
Indeed, a thousand years as one day.
正如千年如一日。
And I also see.
我也看到。
That in that just one single paragraph.
在这一段话的里面。
He gave his people a principle.
他把一个原则给了他的百姓。
Now, if we pay heed to that,
如果我们注意听的话，
it is good for us for generations, generations and generations.
对我们世世代代都非常的有益处。
And then we can go back to see the history.
那我们再来看过去的历史。
We can also see why things happen certain ways.
我们也明白为什么事情是这样的发生了。
Why the weakness of Israel?
为什么以色列有这样的软弱？
Now, why the weakness of us even today?
为什么我们今天也有这样的软弱？
So, by the mercy of the Lord, that's what I wish to share with brothers and sisters.
借着神的怜悯，我希望我是这样的来跟弟兄姊妹有这样的分享。
So hopefully today I would share this particular paragraph that the Lord said to Hezekiah.
今天我就愿意跟弟兄姊妹分享主向西西家所说的这段话。
And the Lord willing, tomorrow I would like to share with brothers and sisters, take root. I mean, rooted in Christ.
明天主若愿意，我愿意跟弟兄姊妹分享在主里面扎根。
Rooted in Christ, 基督。
在基督里面扎根。
This is the verse in the second Colossians.
这是在哥罗西书第二章。
And the third day, Lord willing, we're going to share rooted in God's word.
第三天愿意跟弟兄姊妹讲到扎根在神的话语里面。
Now this essentially is in the first song.
这乃是诗篇第一篇。
Yeah, verses 2 and verses 3.
第一章二三节。
And the fourth day, Lord willing, we're going to share rooted in his love.
第四天愿意讲到扎根在他的爱里面。
Now this is from the fourth chapter of Ephesians.
这是以弗所书第四章。
Yeah. I'm sorry, maybe three, maybe chapter three.
是第三章。
Yeah. So brothers and sisters, I'm much happier if I can sit down with you and talk about these things instead of standing here.
如果我能够坐在这里跟你们一起来分享，我觉得好像更好。
But I have to stand here by the sovereignty of the Lord.
但是因为主的安排，我要站在这里。
So, brothers and sisters, I don't think I can I can fully share with you what the Lord has spoken to me.
我想好像我不能够完全把主给我的话能够讲得清楚。
But thank the Lord, the Holy Spirit is here.
但是感谢主，圣灵在这里。
So may the Spirit speak to you.
愿圣灵向你们说话。
Okay. In this, when the Lord spoke to Hezekiah, this verse, this paragraph.
当主向西西家说这段话的时候
，the circumstances is something very urgent.
这是非常紧急的一个光景。
Jerusalem was under siege.
耶路撒冷是被围困。
Now we know that at that after Solomon, the kingdom of Israel was split in two.
你知道所罗门之后。以色列就分裂为南北两国。
The northern kingdom has the capital in Samaria.
北国是以撒玛利亚为都。
There were 19 kings.
那里有十九个王。
I mean, 19, one king after another are 19 of them.
是那里一个一个的有十九个王。
None of them walk before the Lord.
没有一个是行在主的光中。
And Samaria was taken by Assyria in the year 722 before Christ.
撒玛利亚是被亚述国在主前722年被掳。
You know, the people there, the 10 tribes were taken by Assyria to somewhere else.
那十个支派就给亚述人掳去了。
And never to return again.
就从再没有回来。
Now, that year also is Hezekiah, the sixth year of King Hezekiah.
那正好是西西家做王的第六年。
Now Hezekiah is a king in the south.
西西家是南国的王。
Yeah, the capital is Jerusalem.
他们的首都是耶路撒冷。
Now, while the northern kingdom did not walk before the Lord at all,
北国他们完全没有跟从主。
The south, at least, there were many good kings.
在南国呢，有一些是好的王。
And above all, the Lord, his heart is on the south.
不单只这样，神的心意也在南边。
Because the throne of David is in the south.
因为大卫的宝座是在南边。
The Lord in his grace kept his people in the south.
主跟他的恩典就保守了南方的百姓。
The temple is there.
圣殿在那里。
And the throne was there.
宝座在那里。
David's throne was there.
对，大卫的宝座在那里。
Now we thank the Lord, although the people in Judah was also spiritually weak.
犹太的百姓他们属灵的光景也很软弱。
But yet, the temple was there.
但是感谢主圣殿在那里。
And over the years, the still there were people in the south whose hearts were toward the Lord.
感谢主，这些年来还有许多在犹大的百姓心向着神。
We also thank the Lord that on the throne of David, the Lord take care that the light does not grow dim.
我们感谢主，在大卫的宝座上，神没有叫他的灯熄灭。
Now I should say, yeah, that's right. The light is not off, but oftentimes it's dim.
但是虽然灯没有熄灭，但很多时候是幽暗了。
Now Hezekiah, he had a father who was not walking before the Lord.
西西家的父亲他没有好好的跟从主。
And also later, Hezekiah's son did not follow the Lord either.
西西家的儿子也没有好好的跟从主。
So you see, even if there were revivals at that time.
所以在那个时刻，就算是有复兴。
But the general condition of Israelites in Judah and in Jerusalem was very weak.
但是一般的光景来讲，犹大耶路撒冷的光景也非常的软弱。
Now, so on the outside, 8 years after the north was taken by Assyria, Assyrian army came down south.
当亚述国掳了北国之后，八年他们的大军也来到了犹大国。
They surrounded Jerusalem.
他们在这里围住了耶路撒冷。
Their commander stood before the gate.
他们的元帅在城门外在那里喊叫。
Humiliated the people of people in Jerusalem.
他们在那里是在羞辱和耶路撒冷的人。
And this commander also, he insulted the name of the Lord.
而且他在那里有羞辱了主的名。
So this is on the outside.
这是外面的光景。
And to the people of Judah, to the people of Jerusalem, it's like sky falling down.
对于犹大的百姓，对于以色列人，好像天塌下来了。
It's very dangerous thing.
是非常危险的光景。
And the paragraph we just read.
刚才我们所读的那一段话。
The Lord told them that don't worry, I'm going to use a hook on the nose of the Assyria king and took him back the way he came.
主对他们说，你们不要担心，我要用钩子钩这个亚述王的鼻子，叫他从原路回去。
But I believe for the people of Jerusalem and for King Hezekiah, they were still very nervous.
但是对于犹大的百姓跟西西家王，他们还是非常的忧虑。
Yet the enemy was just outside of the gate.
那些的军兵就是在门城门外。
And he was still yelling.
他实在那里喊骂。
And then the Lord said to Hezekiah.
然后神向西西家说。
He said, "I'm going to give you a sign."
我要给你一个兆头。
Now he said, "This sign is that." Don't worry about it now.
这个兆头呢，说你不要现在不要忧虑。
Now this year you're gonna eat things grow out of naturally on the ground.
说今年你要吃那些自生的。
The second year the same.
明年也是这样。
But the third year you're gonna plant.
但是第三年你们要在那里耕种。
And then you're gonna reap fruit.
你在那里要吃栽种葡萄园吃其中的果子。
Yeah.And I think for Hezekiah and his people, this is the sky is falling, Lord. You're telling me about these things.
对于西西家跟那些百姓来讲，哎呀，天都塌下来了，你现在还说这样的话吗？
And then the Lord did not finish.
那主还没有讲完。
And the Lord said,
主还说
those remnant from Judah,
是犹大家所逃脱余剩的。
They will take roots downward.
仍要往下扎根。
And bear fruit upward.
向上结果。
And then he said again.
他说再一次。
Yeah. Again.
仍要再一次。
Again take root downward.
说再一次往下扎根。
And then the Lord did not finish.
主的话还没有完。
He said,Those remnant, he sees a day. Those remnant from Jerusalem.
说那些从耶路撒冷的渔民出来的。
Yeah, and the survivors of Zion.
说从锡安山逃脱出来的。
And they're going to go forth.
他们要出来。
And then he said, the zeal of the Lord will perform it.
说万军之耶和华的热心必成就这事。
So, brothers and sisters, it's.I don't believe Hezekiah and the other people understood this at that time.
那个时候我实在难怪这个西西家跟那些百姓他们不明白。
Because they were worried about these soldiers, the enemies right outside the gate.
敌人就在城外啊。
And yet the Lord talks about something in the future.
但是主是讲到将来要发生的事情。
Now, the Lord says what he said is important.
主说的话。是他认为最重要的。
Because he called it a sign.
因为他说这是一个兆头。
Brothers and sisters, the last time when Isaiah talked about a sign.
你知道以赛亚上一次说到兆头的时候。
It is in chapter 7.
乃是在以赛亚书第七章。
And this is what the Lord said to Hezekiah's dad, father.
那乃是以赛亚向西西家的父亲所说的。
He said, "You know, I give you a sign."
说我把一个兆头给你。
And the virgin will conceive.
说必有童女怀孕生子。
And give birth to a child.
必有童女怀孕生子。
And his name will be called Emmanuel.
他给他起名叫以马内利。
So when the Lord uses this term sign,
当主用到这个字兆头，
it means there's something important to him.
就是说对于他来讲是一个重要的事情。
And this means something that he will make sure that it will happen.
他要保证这件事情一定会实现。
Now we all know this virgin conceived.
我们都知道童女怀孕。
It speaks about the Lord Jesus coming.
是讲到我们的主耶稣的降临。
And we also know that the Lord Jesus did not come until 700 years later.
我们也知道主要700年之后才降临。
But no matter what, this is important in the heart of God.
但是无论如何，在神的心中是多么的重要。
And this is also important that God wants to make it happen.
这也是非常的清楚，神要这件事情实现。
So, Isaiah said, what the Lord is telling you this time about the fruit, about the root, is important.
所以这一次主就再一次叫他们知道，主所讲的结果子，主所讲的扎根是多么的重要。
It is important to him.
这是对神来讲非常的重要。
Now at the end of this paragraph,
在这句话的末了，
he said, the zeal of the Lord will perform it.
说万军之耶和华的热心必成就这事。
And the last time in Isaiah, when the zeal of the Lord was mentioned,
当在以赛亚书以头上一次讲到耶和华热心的时候，
Now you remember in chapter 9 of Isaiah,
我们记得在以赛亚书第九章的里面，
Now the Lord talks about a child will be given to you.
在那里说有一个儿子要为你而生。
Now on his shoulder will be my government.
哦，他的肩膀要这样担负我的王权。
And he will be called
wonderful.
他名要称为奇妙。
Counselor.
测试。
God Almighty,
全能的神，
and the Father Eternal,
永在的父，
and the Prince of Peace,
和平的君。
And then he said,
他说，
the zeal of the Lord will make sure that his kingdom will extend.
说万军之耶和华的热心必成就这事，叫他的国能够稳定。
So, brothers and sisters, at the beginning of this paragraph, the Lord said this is a sign.
在一开始主说这是一个证据，是一个兆头。
And the end, the Lord says, the zeal of the Lord will perform it.
然后这段话的末了就是说，万军耶和华的热心必成就这事。
So, brother and sister, you see what he said in between is something important to him.
所以你就看到他中间所讲的话，对于主来讲是非常的重要。
Now, another thing that he kept saying was this thing called remnant.
另外，他一直在这里讲的是讲到这些渔民。
Yeah. Now, when we talk about remnant, we had an impression that these must be, in Chinese, we call it 残军败将. It means these people who were defeated.
这里讲到这些渔民是说是打败仗的这些。
And people nobody want.
就是没有人要的。
The people that are pitiful.
这些是可怜的人。
Now, indeed, if you are a remnant, it means you have suffered something.
这里讲到说是余剩的民，就是说你是受过很大的苦的。
Yeah, there were pressure applied to you.
有很多的压力临到你。
Now they, you were under stress.
你在那里是有很大的压力。
But on the other hand, the Lord has preserved you.
但是另外一面讲就是说主保守你。
Yeah, by the grace of God, we are kept.
因着神的恩典我们蒙保守。
So this is the first characterof these remnant.
这是讲到这些渔民的头一个的特点。
Now, the second thing about this remnant is in the heart of the remnant, there is something.
第二点就是讲到在渔民的心中有这样的事情。
There were other places they can be.
他们可以到另外的地方。
But they would rather be here.
但是他们愿意在这里。
Now there may be the world could attract them.
可能这个世界可能吸引他们。
But then they would rather be with God.
但是他们愿意与神在一起。
Now we all remember the remnant at the time of the returns.
我们都知道当归回的这些渔民。
Now the first time, the second time, the first time there are about 50,000 out of maybe a million.
头一次回来的可能有5万人。
And the second time with Ezra, there were about more than 1,000.
第二次跟以斯拉回来的有1000多人。
Now the third time with Nehemiah, it's about Nehemiah himself.
那第三次尼希米回来就是尼希米这一群人。
But these people who came back,
那这些归回的
，because their heart was towards something.
因为他们的心是向着一些的事情。
They could stay with the world.
他们可以留在世界里。
They could capitulate before the enemy.
他们可以在这个仇敌面前来生活。
垮掉。
他们可以垮掉。
But they don't.
但他们没有这样。
They want to come back to their God.
他们愿意归回到神的跟前。
So, brothers and sisters, the word remnant is bittersweet.
这个渔民呢是有甜也有苦。
The bitter part is they really suffer.
这个苦，但是他们实在受了很多的苦难。
The sweet part is in their heart there's something is more precious than other things.
但是甘甜的是在他们的心中有一些事情比其他的事情更重要。
Now at the same time as Isaiah,
就好像以赛亚的时候也是这样。
At the same time, there's another prophet by the name of Micah.
在同时还有一个先知叫弥迦。
Now you see Isaiah or you see Micah.
你看到以赛亚，你也会读到弥迦。
Now for these two prophets, they were all at the same time as Hezekiah.
这两个先知都是与西西家同时的。
Now if you read their writing,
如果你读他们的记载
，this remnant is something which is not a defeated army.
这些渔民不是给打败的这些的残兵败将。
This remnant is something bright.
这些的渔民他们是有
亮光
有光的人。
Yeah. And in Isaiah chapter 10, for example.
在以赛亚第十章那里说。
Now one verse it says, you know these remnant, they no longerwill rely on the enemies that beat them.
所以说这些逃脱的人不再依靠那击打他们的。
Yeah, these remnant will depend on the Lord their God.
这些的渔民他们是诚实的依靠耶和华他们的神。
And then they said these remnant will return to their God, Almighty God.
这一说是这些剩下的他们要回必归回全能的神。
This is in Isaiah.
这是在以赛亚书里面。
If you look at Micah,
如果你读弥迦书的话
，In Micah chapter 5,
在弥迦书第五章那里说的。
And he talks about this remnant.
是讲到这些的渔民。
Remnant of Jacob.
是讲到雅各余剩的人。
And I think it's like verse 6 or 7.
大概是第七八节吧。
Yeah. Now there, he said, Micah says, you know, this remnant.Of Jacob, they will be among many people.
说，雅各余剩的人必在多国多民中。
Meaning, it's not in their own country; it's scattered in other places.
他们不是在自己的国土上面，是分散在各处。
Yet over there, they will be like dew on the vegetation.
说在那里如民间百兽中的狮子。
That's a little later.
Oh, okay.
Yes, also.
No. 又从耶和华降下的牧水。
Right, it's a dew of the Lord.
等于说是耶和华的牧水一样，他们下。
And also there will be like the rain over the vegetation.
就好像甘霖降在草上。
In another word, there are blessings to these countries, to these people, where they were scattered.
换一句话说，他们就成为他们所分散地方百姓的恩典。
And also they said,that these remnant, the remnant of Jacob, is like the lion in the forest.
正义一继续讲到说雅各剩余的人呢，如民间百兽中的狮子。
But not nobody can stop them.
没有人能够阻止他们。
So, brothers and sisters, this word remnant.
这个字余民啊。
Especially the remnant of Jacob or remnant of Israel.
特别讲到雅各的剩余的或者以色列的余民。
It's something that the Lord considered dear to his heart.
就是在神的心中觉得是宝贵的。
Now, yes, they suffer.
当然他们有苦难。
Yes, they were scattered all over the place.
他们是分散在各处。
Yes, they were sometimes even taken by the enemy.
他们甚至叫仇敌来掳去。
But they still, their hearts are still with the Lord.
但是他们的心仍然向着主。
And out of many, they are a minority.
在许多人当中他们是少数的。
The Lord preserved them.
但是神保守了他们。
Now here the Lord said,
主在这里说,
These people,
这些人,
they will again take root downward.
他们这些人要向下扎根。
They will again have the bear, fruit upward.
他们再次要向上结果。
And more importantly,
更重要的,
they will again come out of Jerusalem.
他们要从耶路撒冷出来。
They will again come out of Zion.
他们从锡安山出来。
And then the word says they go forth.
然后他们就向前行。
Now go forth is not a weak word.
这个出来啊，向前不是一个软弱的字。
Go forth is a very strong term.
这个出来是一个很刚强的一个形容。
You know, if you read, for example, Micah.
如果你读弥迦书
，Chapter 5,
第五章
，Verse 2,
第二节
，There Micah says.
那你弥迦说，
Bethlehem Ephrata.
伯利恒以法他
Out of you will come out a ruler of Israel.
将来必有一位从你那里出来的掌权的。
Now that come out is the same word as this come out.
这里的出来跟那里所讲的出来是一样的。
So when Isaiah uses word coming out,
当以赛亚这里说出来
or go forth,
或者是说向前
it is a strong word.
这是一个很强的一个形容。
It is not a bunch of defeated people sneak out from a city.
这不是一群被打败的从一个城里面逃出去。
No, it is a remnant.
这些渔民。
And in their heart is the glory of the Lord.
这些剩余的人在他们的心中有神的荣耀。
And they walk out.
所以他们就这样出来。
In strife.
就在那里出来。
Out in the open.
他们是大摇大摆的出来。
Everybody can see.
每个人都能看到他们。
Now this is the sense of the word in these verses.
这是这几节里面的意思。
And this is something the Lord says his zeal will perform.
这里说到他神的热心必成就这事。
Now, let's come back to this verse again, take root downward.
我们再来回到这里说荣耀再一次向下扎根。
And bear fruit upward.
向上结果。
Now, I think the meaning of taking root downward and bear fruit upward, we will cover in the next few days.
我想这里向下扎根向上结果的意思我们后面几天我们继续的来讲它的意思。
But today, I want to focus our attention to this little word called again.
我今天愿意跟大家来看说仍要或者是再一次。
So what again means?
这个再一次英文的意思是什么?
See, for example, if you have a child,
如果你有一个小孩子
and I think, you know, in elementary school, he was a good kid.
如果在小学的时候他是一个好孩子
and then from 7th grade to 9th grade, he was not good.
初中的时候可能他不是太好的孩子。
Now, whatever happened to him, he may be, you know, into the heavy metal music, into drug, into all these things.
或者是搞这些摇滚音乐，或者是吸毒这些坏的事情。
But coming to the ninth grade.
但到了九年级高中的时候
，something happened to him.
但他身上有些事情发生了。
And then the dad would tell him.
然后他的父亲对他说
You have to again be good.
所以你要再一次要做好孩子。
So again means now you're not like that.
就是再一次说你现在不是这样。
Yeah, although you're not good now.
你现在虽然不是好孩子。
But you can go back to be good.As you were before.
但是 你要回到你以前做好孩子那时候的光景。
That's what again means.
这就是说再一次。
So, in this verse, this paragraph that the Lord said,
在这一段主所说的话当中,
He's saying that there was a time.
他说曾经有过这样的时候。
Israel took root downward.
所以以色列曾经向下扎根。
And bear fruit upward.
而且向上结果。
And for a time, for a long time.
这一个很长的日子里面。
It is not so with you.
哦，你不是这样。
So it is now. It is time that you ought to go back.
现在时候到了，你要回复以前那个样子。
Again, take root down.
再一次向下扎根。
That is the sense.Of the word of the Lord.
这是主话的意思。
Now, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
at the time when Assyrian army surrounded Jerusalem,
当亚述的军队围耶路撒冷城的时候,
that was only the problem outside.
这只是外面的问题。
What about the problem inside?
那里面的难处呢?
Was Judah, was Jerusalem spiritually sound?
犹大、耶路撒冷，他们属灵的光景好吗
？No, it is not.
属灵光景不好。
If you read Isaiah chapter 1, for example,
如果你读以赛亚第一章的话
，Let's just take a look.
或者我们来看一看
Isaiah chapter 1.
以赛亚第一章。
Okay. Okay, verse 2.
第一章第二节。
Listen, O heavens, and hear, O earth, for the Lord speaks. Sons I have reared and brought up, but they have revolted against me.
说天啊，要听地啊，侧耳听，因为耶和华说，我养育儿女，将他们养大，他们竟背逆我。
An ox knows its owner, and a donkey its master's manger, but Israel does not know. My people do not understand.
牛认识主人，牛认识主人的槽，以色列却不认识我，我的民却不留意。
That's the condition of Israel, a condition of Judah at the time.
这是当时犹大的光景。
And if you read chapter 1, you'll see a lot more.
如果你读下去的话，第一章你看到更多。
And again, you could read Micah.
你或者是你读弥迦书。
And Isaiah and Micah were living in that area, in Judah and Jerusalem.
因为弥迦跟以赛亚是那个时代住在耶路撒冷的。
Yeah, so they knew the spiritual condition of the people.
他知道他们当时属灵的光景。
So what they expressed is what the Lord saw.
当他们所说的就是主在那里看到的。
Now if you read Micah,
如果你读弥迦,
you see even more detail.
在那里更详细。
Now how there were the temple was there, but the priests were not walking with the Lord.
虽然有圣殿在那里，但祭司没有跟从主。
They took bribes.
他们在那里收这些贿赂。
You could pay for him to say something good to the Lord for you.
你可以付钱给他们，他们就在那里在神面前给你祝福。
Now these leaders.
这些的首领
they abuse people.
他们在那里就是行不义的事情。
Now these prophets,
这些的先知
they did not speak the word of God.
他们没有说神的话。
So that's the spiritual condition.
那就是当时属灵的光景。
Of Judah at the time.
就是犹大当时的光景。
Now all these things the prophets said.
先知所说的这些话。
And all these things is what the Lord saw.
这些都是神所看到的。
So the Lord says again.
所以神说再一次。
We have to go back.
我们要回过头来。
Now, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹
what was this thing again?
这里讲到再一次仍要是什么意思？
Could we see in the history of Israel a time?
因为在以色列过去的历史里面
Can we find a time
我们能够找到一段的时光
That the leader
这以色列的首领
And even people
以色列的百姓
Would take root downward
他们是向下扎根的
Would bring fruit upward
他们向上结果的呢
Brothers and sisters
弟兄姊妹们
Bear fruit upward simply means there are things that the Lord sees and like
向上结果乃是主看到他所喜悦
The fruit is not just for you and me to eat
这些的果子不光光是让你我能够吃
Yes, it bless you and bless me
当然是赐福给你给我
But more important
但更重要的
this fruit is upward
这个果子是向上的
So that the Lord sees and the Lord is satisfied
所以当主看到这些果子他就心满意足
And then was there a time that the Lord in the history of Israel the Lord saw this
是在以色列历史里面主看到这样的光景吗
Now I want to tell brothers and sisters what I found is that was the time of Samuel and that was the time of David
我愿意跟弟兄姊妹讲是在撒母耳的时候是在大卫的身上
It is in Samuel's time too
在撒母耳的时候
It is in David's time also.
也是在大卫的时代。
It is not at the time of Solomon.
而不是所罗门的时代。
And not the time of the kings afterward.
也不是后来这些王的日子。
Now prior to that, we saw Moses' time.
之前我们看到摩西的时候。
But it was a transient. The people were not populated, were not settled in Canaan yet.
而那个时候以色列的百姓还没有进入迦南。
So it's not really a good example of take roots downward.
所以这不是一个向下扎根的一个好的例子。
Now Joshua's time is wonderful.
哦，约书亚的时代实在是美好。
And he brought the Israelites into Canaan.
他把以色列人带进迦南。
Now whatever the Lord says to Moses, Moses said Joshua, Joshua does.
哦，神像。摩西所说的话，摩西告诉约书亚，约书亚就行出来。
So it's a wonderful time.
这实在是非常好的时日。
And you saw Joshua, you saw Caleb.
你看到约书亚，看到迦勒。
But again, that is a time the Israelites were not settled yet.
但是那个时代，以色列人他还没有住下来。
Now when you come to the time of Judges.
那你想到士师的时代
That indeed is a time of an example The people have settled But they did not take roots downward
那个时代是以色列人他们已经住下来了但是他没有向下扎根
And the Bible says another generation rose
圣经说另外一个世代另外一代人成长
They did not know the Lord
他们不认识主
They did notKnow what the Lord has done for Israel.
他们不认识耶和华向以色列所行的事。
So they think that there is no king in Israel.
他们以为在以色列人当中没有王。
Now everyone can do what is right in his own eyes.
他们个人就是任意而行。
The Lord has grace upon his own people.
神对于他的百姓满有恩典。
Every time the enemy came.
每一次当仇敌来的时候。
And people cry to God.
这百姓向神呼喊。
God would raise judges.
神就兴起了士师。
And to bring them out of their misery.
救他们脱离他们的苦难。
But soon after that.
但事过之后。
The Israelites would forget about God.
以色列人就忘记了神的拯救。
And they worship the foreign gods.
他们再去拜这些外邦的神。
Do their own things.
做他们自己的事。
Whatever decision they make.
他们所做的任何的决定。
The Lord had no portion.
都没有求问主的名。
That's the condition of the time of Judges.
这就是士师时代的光景。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
，What did the Lord want?
神要的是什么
？This is His people. What did He want?
神来到他的百姓当中，他要得着什么
？During this whole history, what did the Lord Jehovah want?
在过去的历史的里面，耶和华主神要什么
？Brothers and sisters, there's a name that the Lord has given to His whole people.
神
把他的名给了他的百姓。
The name is Israel.
这个名字乃是以色列。
What does Israel mean?
以色列是什么意思？
We all know Israel is the name that the Lord gave to Jacob.
我们都知道以色列乃是神给雅各的名字。
Now Jacob was fleeing from his uncle.
雅各他在那他在那里逃跑。
Now he had two wives and more than 10 sons.
他有两个妻子十个儿子。
And then he has a donkey, he has a camel, he has a sheep.
他有驴有马。
But his uncle was his enemy.
但是他的舅舅是他的仇敌。
So they were coming, they after all they left.
所以他在那里逃跑。
Now he wanted to come back to Bethel.
他要回到伯特利。
Now halfway coming to this place called the ford of Jabbok.
当他来到加路以营了。
亚是提米对。亚伯渡口。
来到亚伯渡口的时候。
Yeah. And he would cross the river to the other side.
他要过江到另外一面。
And his brother was waiting for him.
他的兄弟们在那里等他。
以扫。
以扫。
Yeah. 400 people.
四百人。
And, you know, not only Esau was physically much stronger than he because of his people.
You know, 以扫不单是他本身是比雅各更强壮。
But Jacob had a problem with his conscience.
因为雅各他良心有愧。
Because he cheated his brother.
因为他骗过他的兄弟。
Before.
以前。
So he sent his wife, his, you know, his servants, his wife, his, all his cattle, across the river.
所以他就叫他的妻子、他的孩子、他的这牛羊先渡河。
And he was desperate.
他里面非常的急迫。
That night.
那天晚上。
At the ford of Jabbok.
就是在那个地方。
The angel of the Lord came to wrestle with him.
神的使者来与他摔跤。
They wrestled for a long time.
他们在那里摔很久。
The angel did not let him lose.
这个使者没有叫他失败。
雅各叫 did not make Jacob lose.
这个神的使者雅各没有输。
And then the angel of the Lord said, I have to leave now.
神的使者说我要离开了。
And Jacob said no.
雅各说你不能走。
I cannot let you go.
我不能够放过你。
You have to bless me.
你要给我祝福。
Now brothers, I don't believe he talks about the blessing in terms of material things.
我不相信他讲到这个祝福是物质上的祝福。
I think there's one thing that Jacob knew that he cannot be without.
我知道有一样东西雅各他说他不能够缺少的。
He has to have a relationship with God.
他需要与神有一个关系。
And that relationship cannot be broken.
那一个关系是不能够给破灭。
No matter how bad I was before.
不管我以前是多么的糟糕。
I cannot let him go.
我不能够没有神。
So the angel of the Lord said,
所以神的使者说
Your name will be called Israel.
你要被称为以色列。
No longer Jacob.
不再叫雅各。
Now, brothers and sisters, what Israel mean?
弟兄姊妹，以色列什么意思？
Israel means the prince with God.
以色列乃是想到神的王子。
Now, the Lord loves Jacob.
主爱雅各。
There's no question for these many years.
这些年来，神是在爱他。
When he left home, he had only a stick.
当他离开家的时候，他只有一条手杖。
Now he's coming back to Palestine. He has wives and children and cattle.
如今他回到巴勒斯坦，他有他的用妻子、孩子们、他的牛羊。
The Lord loved Jacob.
主爱雅各。
He protected him.
他保守他。
He protected him before his uncle.
他保守他，救他，脱离他的舅舅。
And yet the Lord says, from now on, your name is called Israel.
主对他说，从现在开始你的名为以色列。
From now on you are my prince.
从现在开始你是我的王子。
What does prince mean?
王子什么意思？
Prince means from now on you can represent me.
王子乃说，从现在开始你能够代表我。
When they see you,
当人看到你的时候，
they can think of me.
他们就想到我。
And I would not be ashamed of you.
我不以为你为耻。
Prince also means,
王子也是说,
that you have my inheritance.
你有我的产业。
All that's mine is yours.
我所有的一切都是你的。
Inheritance.
产业。
Now, Prince means something else too.
王子还有这样的意思。
Now, all these other things come up later in the Bible.
在圣经里面, 后面记载的更多。
When the Israelites came out of Egypt.
当以色列人出埃及的时候，
the Lord said to Moses,
主对摩西说，
Israel is my son.
以色列是我的儿子，
is my firstborn.
我的长子。
A son is a relationship of love.
儿子乃是一个爱的关系。
But firstborn is a relationship of responsibility.
长子乃是讲到执着的关系。
You are my firstborn.
你是我的长子。
You can represent me.
你可以代表我。
You will have my inheritance.
你要拥有我的产业。
So from that time on,
从那个时候开始，
two names were used for the people of Israel.
以色列人就用两个名字，
Jacob and Israel.
雅各跟以色列。
Jacob talks about love.
雅各说到爱。
God loves them.
神爱他。
But Israel represents responsibility.
以色列乃是代表他们的职责。
It also means representation.
也说出了他们是神的代表。
In our present day language, it means testimony.
在今天的话来说，他们是神的见证。
It is expectation.
这是神的要求。
We see the history of Israel.
我们看到以色列的历史。
The history of God's relationship with his people.
我们看到神与他百姓的关系。
In wilderness,
在旷野的里面。
In Canaan,
在迦南。
Two things, these two things.
这就是这两件事。
One, he loves them without condition.
一面是他是无条件的爱他们。
And second, he has an expectation for them.
另外他对他们身上有要求。
No one in the world would represent him.
在地上没有别的人能够代表神。
But Israel represent him.
但是以色列代表他。
Now, if Israel fails,
如果以色列失败，
if Israel fails in a matter of testimony,
如果以色列在见证上失败了，
if Israel fails in the relationship with him,
如果在以色列与他的关系上面失败了，
if Israel fails in a matter of inheritance,
如果以色列在承受产业上面失败了，
God's heart is grieved.
神的心会担忧。
Now, at the time of Hezekiah,
当西西家的年代，
when the Lord said, you shall again take root down,
主说你们要再一次向下扎根，
I believe his heart was grieved.
我相信他心里面非常的忧伤。
Because Israel cannot represent him.
因为以色列不能够代表他。
Israel is internally corrupt.
以色列他们内部腐败了。
They cannot keep his inheritance.
他们不能够持守神的产业。
I think they grieve the Lord's heart.
我相信他们实在叫神的心担忧。
Yet the Lord knows everything.
但是主知道一切。
He is God of heaven and earth.
因为他是天地的神。
He has a trust for Israel.
他把他相信他信任以色列。
And he would not give up.
他不放弃以色列。
That's why he said.
所以他说，
you shall again.
你们再一次，你们仍要。
Take root downward.
往下扎根。
And bring fruit upward.
向上结果。
Now you are the remnant of Israel.
你们是以色列余下的民。
You are the remnant of Judah.
你们是犹大的余下的民。
You are the remnant of Zion.
你们是锡安的余民。
You are the remnant of Jerusalem.
你们是以色列剩余的人。
Shape up and do good.
你们要苏醒起来，要做好。
And you should go forth.
你们要出埋向前。
The zeal of the Lord will perform.
耶和华的热心必成就这事。
The Lord is bigger.
主是那样的大。
Much bigger.
他比我们更大。
Than we know.
哦，比我们更大，我们比我们认识的更大。
Now again.
再一次。
Means there was one time in the history of Israel.
也就是说在以色列的历史里面曾经有过的事。
The Lord's heart was satisfied.
神的心曾经满意的。
Now we know that at the time of the judges.
我们知道在士师的时代。
Horrible.
哦，多么可怕的事情。
Everybody does what's right in his own eyes.
哦，他们个人任意而行。
In their heart, there's no God.
在他们心中没有神。
Then came Samuel.
然后撒母耳出现。
Now Samuel, when he was a little child,
当撒母耳是小孩子的时候
now he had to face two sons of Eli.
他面对以利的两个儿子
at this place called Shiloh,
在示罗的地方
there was Eli,
那么有以利
two of his sons,
有以利的两个儿子
and the little Samuel,
还有这个小撒母耳
just weaned,
刚刚断了奶
these two.Sons of Eli were evil.
这以利的两个儿子非常的邪恶。
He was later made priest. They were later made priest as well.
他们后来也做过祭司。
They bullied everybody.
他们在那里实在是侵犯别人。
Now, the Bible didn't say, but I believe that this little Samuel was bullied before by these two sons
of Eli. 我相信这个小撒母耳也给以利的两个儿子欺负。
But we thank the Lord preserved him.
我们感谢主，主保守了他。
Now today, brothers and sisters, you don't want to send your kids to a bad school.
今天你不愿意你的孩子去一个坏的学校。
But those years, in the years that Samuel grew up, he was in a bad school.
撒母耳是在一个很糟糕的学校里面长大。
I'm not talking about Eli. Eli has done something good in Samuel's life.
我们不是说以利对撒母耳有一些的好处。
But there was.Eli's sons.
这是以利的儿子们。
But the great thing is the Lord has preserved him.
但是感谢主，神保守了他。
And his mom prayed for him again and again every day.
他的母亲天天为他祷告。
The Lord preserved this little kid.
主保守了这个小孩子。
Now when Samuel grew up,
当撒母耳长大。
Now the Bible says the Lord does not let any of Samuel's word fall on the ground.
Oh, 神没有叫撒母耳的话落空。
The whole Israel knew that God has raised a little, has a person, and a young man by the name of Samuel to be his prophet.
整个的以色列都知道神兴起了一个人叫撒母耳做神的先知。
Now Israel, for example, was under the control of Philistines for about 40 years.
当时以色列给非利士人在那个统治差不多四十年。
We had the story of Samson.
我们有这个参孙的故事。
And Samson, 20 years as the judge of Israel, he did something good, but he can only do these things by himself.
参孙他二十年做的以色列是个好的光景里面。
Yeah, and yet the whole certainly Judah and Benjamin, these places were under the control.Of Philistines.
在犹大跟便雅悯是在非利士人的传示底下。
The Israelites could not gather.
以色列人他们不能够聚集。
The Israelites could not have a place where they can build a sword.
他们不能够在那里耕种。
Totally under the occupation of Philistines.
是在非利士人的占领底下。
Now Samuel started to gradually.To bring Israelites into back to the Lord. For 20 years, he did that.
撒母耳就渐渐地把以色列人带回到神的跟前。
He brought them to repent before the Lord.
他带以色列人悔改在神的跟前。
Yeah, so the Israelites really repented before the Lord.
所以以色列人在神面前悔改。
And then after that,
之后呢?
Now Samuel, with the Israelites, let the Israelites.To fight with the Philistines and drove them away from Judah.
So Samuel 就带领着以色列人与非利士人征战，把他们赶开犹大。
From that time on,
从那个时候开始
，the Philistines was no longer the occupation of Israel.
非利士人就不能够再占据以色列。
From that time on, they still fought.
从那个时候，他们仍然有征战。
But the Israelites now have a position, have a power to fight.
但是那个时候，以色列人他们有一个地位，有一个能力来征战。
Before they didn't have a chance.
之前他们没有。
Now, brothers and sisters, this is on the outside.
弟兄姊妹，这是外面的光景。
What about inside?
那里面呢？
Samuel taught Israelites to pray.
撒母耳教导以色列人祷告。
And I believe you must have heard this before.
我相信你们听过。
Now, in addition,
不单是这样，
Samuel said one verse representing spiritual reality.
撒母耳说过一句话，代表当时属灵的光景。
That's okay. At that time, you know, at the time of Judges, there were no spiritual reality.
在士师的时代，没有属灵的实际。
You know, you could have still have Shiloh, you still have the tabernacle. People still go to the priest.
你仍然有示罗，仍然有会幕，人可以来到祭司的跟前。
You could still sacrifice.
你可以献祭。
But there were no spiritual reality.
但那里没有属灵的实际。
No.Samuel had a conversation with Saul.
撒母耳跟扫罗有对话。
And there was one verse I remember forever.
有一句话我记得很清楚。
Saul said, the Lord told Saul as king, so you have to kill off these Amalekites.
哦，扫罗，神对扫罗说你要灭掉这些亚玛利人。
And Saul did not.
扫罗没有。
He kept some of the good cattle.
他就留下了那些好的肥壮的牛羊。
Samuel came.
撒母耳来了。
And Saul says, "Look, I have kept." Samuel said, "No, the Lord asked you to kill off all these things. Why didn't you?"
所以撒母耳说，神叫你把这些的牛羊通通的毁掉，为什么你没有呢
？And he said, "I keep this to sacrifice."To your God.
他说我留这些来给你的神献祭。
Now, Samuel says,
撒母耳说
The Lord is not delighted in sacrifices.
说主不是喜悦这些的祭物。
And to heed is better than sacrifice.
说听命胜于献祭。
And to obey is better than the fat of the ram.
顺从胜于公羊的脂油。
If you ask me about my impression of Samuel, this is the number one thing I remember.
如果你问我，我对于撒母耳的印象，这是我最深印象的一句话。
Now I thank the Lord that a person of the stature of Samuel dared to say something like this.
我感谢主，像撒母耳这样的人，他能够有胆量说这些话。
Now what's wrong with sacrifice?
献祭有什么错呢
？What's wrong with the ram of what the fat of the ram？
哦，公羊的脂油有什么问题呢
？Now we go through this year after year. Is there anything wrong？
我们每年都是这样做，难道有问题吗
？Samuel said yes.
撒母耳说，是。
God is not delighted in these things.
说神不喜悦这些东西。
God is after your heart.
神是喜悦人的心。
To heed is better than sacrifice.
听命胜于献祭。
And to obey is better than a ram, than the fat of the ram.
胜于公羊的脂油。
In the present day language,
用今天的话来讲
，What Samuel is saying is this.
撒母耳所说的
，Outside works is not meaningful.
外面这些的话没有意思。
The important thing is spiritual reality.
重要的乃是有没有属灵的实际。
Brothers and sisters, when we look at this picture of the roots,
弟兄姊妹，当我们看到这个根的图画
，Can you see the root?
你看得见这个根吗
？You cannot see the root.
你看不见根。
The root is under the ground.
根乃是在地底下。
But how important is the root?
但是根是多么的重要。
If the root dies, the tree dies.
如果这个根死掉，这棵树也会死。
That's what Samuel is talking about.
这是撒母耳所说的。
Sacrifices and the fat of the ram means nothing to the Lord.
献祭 供养的只有对神来讲没有意义。
The Lord wants your heart and my heart.
神所要得到的是你的心，我的心。
I thank the Lord for what Samuel said.
我感谢主撒母所说的话。
You know, later you can find this the same statement in David.
你之后你在大卫那里也看到这样的话。
Psalm 51.
诗篇第五十一篇。
Yeah, we don't have time to go to that. I just want to tell you that you can find the same verse.
在诗篇五十一篇里面，你翻到同样的这样的话。
And you also remember in the Hebrews chapter 10.
在希伯来第十章里面也有这样的话。
When it refers to our Lord.
当他讲到我们的主的时候。
It says the Lord says that sacrifices and gifts.You do not delight.
主说，献祭，跟牛羊的血不是我所喜悦的，
不是你所喜悦。Yeah, I come, I have brought my body.
说我来，你曾给我预备了身体。
And I come to do your will, my God.
说我来是要行你的旨意。
And then when you read the prophets,
当我们读先知书的时候。
The prophet Isaiah, prophet Micah, for example.
以赛先知以赛亚、弥迦先知。
And I believe Hosea and some other prophets as well.
我相信何西亚也是同样。
They all say.
他们都说。
You know these offerings, these sacrifices, God does not like.
这些的祭物、礼物不是神所喜欢、喜悦的。
Does not represent your heart.
因为这些不能够代表你的心。
Now, if they represent your heart, wonderful.
如果他们能够代表你的心，那实在是好的。
If it doesn't represent your heart,
但如果不代表你的心
，it is an abomination to the eyes of the Lord.
在那里实在是成为
神不喜悦，
是神所不喜悦的。
So this is what Samuel is telling us.
所以这个是撒母耳说的。
And then in the time of David.
讲到大卫的时代。
Now, brothers and sisters, I thank the Lord for David.
我感谢主有大卫。
His experience and his songs.
他的经历，他的诗篇。
Told us how a man can be that deep in the Lord.
告诉我们一个人在主面前扎根能够扎得那么深。
Now, we all know that David when he was young.
我们都知道，当大卫年幼的时候
，a shepherd，
他是一个牧童
，nobody was around，
就是一个人在外面。
Now he experienced the grace and the protection of the Lord。
他在那里经历了神的恩典，神的保护。
And then when he was a young man from the age of 20 to 30，
当他二十到三十岁年轻的时代
，he was a fugitive。
他在那里是一个逃亡的者。
And that Saul was jealous of him。
扫罗妒忌他。
I think it's probably even earlier than 20.
可能是十几岁的时候开始。
You know, Saul, he never had a good time. I mean, David never had a good time.
所以大卫没有好日子过。
I think when he wants to watch basketball, he doesn't have chance.
他要看篮球没有机会看的。
And when he wants to have a good meal with his family, he doesn't have a chance.
他跟家里面好好吃一顿也没有这种机会。
Because Saul was after him.
因为扫罗在追赶他。
He was a fugitive.
他是一个逃命的人。
And then when he was running,
当他在那里逃亡的时候
，he couldn't understand why these things would happen to me.
他实在不明白为什么这些事情临到我。
Did I fight Goliath for the Lord?
我是为主来与将
Why Saul
哥利亚征战吗
Why Saul was after me
为什么扫罗在那里追赶我
He couldn't understand
他实在不明白
Now brothers and sisters He was fleeing his life
弟兄姊妹他在那里逃命啊
And then in his songs you see
在诗篇里面告诉我
He said Lord You are my righteousness
他说主啊你是我的义。
You know, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹
right now in this country,
现在在这个国家里面
if somebody offended you, there was a police, there was a court.
如果有人在那里得罪了你，那里有法庭，有警察。
Now over that time, the king, Saul, was the court.
当 那你以前扫罗就是法庭。
So he had nowhere to go. There was no righteousness that David could see.
所以在大卫面前没有公义。
So in his song, you keep saying, "Lord, you are the righteousness."
所以他在诗篇里面告诉我们说，主啊，你是我的公义。
You are the righteousness that I depend on.
你是那义者，你是我所依靠的。
Now in the song, when he was chased, for example, he sometimes had to do things you and I could not even think of.
哦，他所经历的是我们都。
Once Saul was after him, and he ran to a priest by the name of Ahimelech.
所以他到扫罗在追赶他的时候，他到一个祭司
亚西米勒。
亚西米勒。
Yeah, over there he asked for food. He also Ahimelech gave him a knife, and that knife is the one he used to kill Goliath.
所以亚西米勒在那里就给他东西吃，给他刀，就是他。杀哥利亚的那个。
There was a person in there at that time.
在那里有一个人。
His name is called Doeg.
在那个人叫做
多益。
多益。
Yeah. He later told Saul.
他后来告诉扫罗。
So Saul get the priest Ahimelech's whole family, 85 people, he get them to Saul's court.
所以扫罗就把这个祭司全家人八十一个人都带到他的面前审问。
He killed them.
把他们杀掉。
And only one child ran away to David.
只有一个人逃到大卫那。
David was so sad.
所以大卫非常的伤心。
Now I could not imagine how he could live.
我实在觉得他活不下去了。
He was so sad.
他实在是这样的悲伤。
And he wrote in Psalm 52.
所以他就写诗篇五十二篇。
He said, "Lord,"
他说主啊
，I am like a little green olive in your house.
我好像是那一个青橄榄活在你的面前。
And it is your loving kindness that I rely upon.
说我是永永远远依靠你的慈爱。
So, brothers and sisters, he has gone through the depth of sadness.
他在那里进入了很深的悲伤。
He could do nothing. This whole family died for him.
那人整家都为他而死。他实在是做不了什么事情。
He could do nothing.
他什么也做不了。
And he said, "Lord, what I can lean on is nothing."
他说主啊，我实在不能够依靠任何。
Then your loving kindness.
只有依靠你的慈爱。
By that, I can continue to live.
这样我才能够继续活下去。
Now there was another time.
另外一次。
He was chased to Gath, which is a tribe in Philistines.
他又被赶到腓力士的一个地方。
You know, he had to fake like a madman.
哦，他在那里要装疯啊。
Like a lunatic, 疯子，
要像一个疯子。
He had this saliva all over his
他把 整个的脸都弄得很
伤心。His beard, so that the king would think that he's mad and then ask him to leave.
所以那个王呢就以为他是疯子，就把就带他走。
And anointed David, no honor.
一个被高的大卫没有一点的尊严。
And then he wrote Psalm 34.
然后他就写了诗篇三十二篇。
He said, "Lord, the poor man depend on you."
他说，我这个可怜的人依靠你。
Yeah, and they have no honor.
实在好像没有什么可夸耀的。
But their face can still radiate.
但他的脸上仍然发光。
It's because of your light.
是因为你的脸。
So, and they are not ashamed.
他不以此为羞耻。
So, to him, he has suffered through a shame which he couldn't bear.
他蒙了那么大的羞辱，好像他自己受不了。
But he saw the glory of the Lord.
但他 沾染到神的荣耀。
And that glory make him feel not ashamed.
说他的脸必不这样来蒙羞。
So Lord, I have no honor.
说主啊，我没有荣耀。
I have no glory.
我没有尊荣。
But Lord, you are all the glory.
主啊，你是要得着一切的荣耀。
So for this David, he has suffered the deepest humiliation.
他蒙了这么大的羞辱。
And he has the highest praises for the Lord.
但他把他最尊贵的地位。
Now the second time he had a chance to kill Saul when Saul was after him.
当他再有一次机会来杀扫罗的时候。
And now he could not kill Saul.
他不能够杀扫罗。
He said, Lord, how can I harm your anointed?
我怎么能够伤害你的受膏者？
So he did not.
所以他不能够。
But then from a distance, he yelled out to Saul.
然后他向扫罗在那里大声地说。
He said, King, what did I do wrong to you?
他说，王啊，我怎么得罪你们呢？
If I did, then I'm willing to be killed.
如果我得罪了你，我愿意被致死。
But, however, if other people say bad things about me,
但如果别人说我的坏话，
before you,
在你的面前，
and so that I will be chased out from the inheritance of Israel,
那我就可以赶离开以色列的产业，
and that I will die in places of people who do not believe the Lord.
我会活在那些不信主的人的
No, I'm not willing to take that.
我不愿意这样。
So to him, he could die, doesn't matter.
对他来讲，死没有问题。
Now he told Saul that before you, I'm only a dead dog.
他说，我在你面前如死狗一样。
A flea,
好像跳蚤一样。
A partridge,
好像一个箭步一样。
You can do everything, anything you want to me.
你在我身上你做什么都行。
But there's one thing I'm not going to lose.
但有一件事我不能够失掉的。
Which is the inheritance of Israel.
就是以色列的产业。
There's one thing I'm not going to lose.
有一件事我不愿意放下。
I don't want to die in places where people don't believe this eternal God.
我不愿意死在那些不信永生神之地。
This is David. His root is planted deep in God.
因为他的根是扎根在神的。
Now when he was in the desert,
当他在沙漠的时候
，and 4,000 people flocked to him,
4,000人追赶他。
I'm sorry, 400 people came to him.
400人临到他的。
They were in distress.
他们在困难当中。
They were in debt.
他们实在在贫穷里面。
They were not content.
这些没有满足。
They came to David.
他们来到大卫的跟前。
David was their captain.
大卫就是他们的元帅。
Why they came to David?
为什么他们来到大卫跟前？
Because David understand them.
因为大卫了解他们。
And David had been in distress.
因为大卫也在困苦里面。
And the Lord was his root.
因为主是他的。
David was in debt. Everybody chased him.
大卫被追赶，很多人都在那里追赶他。
But the Lord was his root.
主是他的根。
And David was in discontent.
大卫在那里有极大的缺乏。
Why these things happen to me?
为什么这些事情临到他？
And yet God is his root.
因为神是他的根。
We thank the Lord.
我们感谢主。
People flocked to David.
很多人来到大卫的跟前。
But brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹，
What could David give them?
大卫能够给他们什么呢？
Present day language.
今天的话来说，
Christ Jesus.
是把基督耶稣给他们。
Of course, that time, Jesus was not, word has not become flesh yet.
在那个时代，耶稣还没有道成肉身。
But in spirit, that's what happened.
在灵里面就是这个事情。
This person, his root is deep in God.
这个人他是扎根在。
He has gone through all sufferings.
他经历了各种的苦难。
The Lord preserved him.
主保守他。
And he could then be a blessing to the others.
他就能够成为
众人的
祝福。
What he gave them.
他给他们的。
Is Jesus.
是耶稣自己。
Isn't it true?
就是这样。
Brothers and sisters, you and I,
你跟我。
Before we were saved.
当我们得救以前。
Weren't we in debt?
我们是不是这样的贫乏？
Weren't we in distress?
我们是不是这样的痛苦？
Now who could save us from this misery?
谁能够救我们脱离这极大的苦难？
Now who could forgive our debt?
谁能够替我们还清我们的罪，我们的债？
Lord Jesus did.
就是主自己。
It's wonderful.
这实在是好。
And then David, give me another, princess, give me another maybe 5 minutes.
借五分钟啊。
Yeah. David later became king.
大卫后来做了王。
He did something no other people have done.
他做了一些没有人做过的事情。
He took Jerusalem to be the capital.
他让耶路撒冷成为这个国都。
Since Joshua entered into Canaan,
自从约书亚进迦南
，for about 300 some years，
差不多300多年
，Jerusalem was never taken，
耶路撒冷还没有被以色列人所夺
，was never taken， Israel was not able to take Jerusalem，
以色列人没有占领耶路撒冷
，when David became king，
大卫做王了
，that's what he did the first thing，
这是他做的头一件事
，the ark。Had been in the wood for about 60 years.
约柜在六十年都在外面。
About 40 years in the time of Saul, of King Saul, nobody inquired before the ark.
扫罗作王四十年，没有人问起约柜的事情。
David found.
大卫找到。
Bring it back to the city of David.
把它带回到大卫的城。
And then David had a heart to build a house for God.
大卫有一个心为神建殿。
The Lord did not let him.
神没有用他。
So David wants the best for the Lord.
大卫要把最好的给神。
And then later we know he sinned.
后来你知道他犯罪。
But you also read Psalm 51.
但你也读过诗篇五十一篇。
Brothers and sisters, I have no time to go into that.
我没有时间进入五十一篇。
But you read Psalm 51.
如果你读诗篇五十一篇
，You see a heart of this man.
你会看到大卫的心。
He could lose everything.
他可以失掉一切。
He knew he was wrong.
他知道他犯罪了。
He knew God is right.
他知道神是公义的。
But he told the Lord.
他对主说
，Lord，
主啊
，You can punish me.
你可以惩罚我。
But there is one thing I cannot bear.
但有一件事我不能够忍受。
I don't want you to keep me out of your face.
我不要你离开我的面。
Sacrifices and the gift I can give. If you want.
祭物跟礼物，如果你要，我可以献上。
But I know you don't want these things.
但我知道你不要这些。
What you want is a broken and contrite heart.
你所要的乃是一个震惊恐惧的心。
悲伤痛悔的心
yeah,
a broken and contrite heart you do not despise
你不轻看忧伤痛悔的心。
And we all know what happened to him later.
我们都知道他后来的事情。
Sword did not leave his house.
刀剑没有离开他的家。
And yet when he was old,
当他年老的时候,
his soldier says, you do not go out fight with us.
他的兵就说你不要跟我们一起去征战。
Because we don't want you to die.
因为我们不要你战亡。
Because you are the lamp of Israel.
因为你是以色列的灯。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
he failed, yes.
他失败过。
But he come back to live before the Lord.
但他再回来活在神的跟前。
Continue to be a blessing for his people.
继续成为他百姓的祝福。
And they call him the lamp of Israel.
他们叫他为以色列的灯。
How did the Lord see his? How did David see his own throne?
大卫怎么样来
看
他自己的宝座呢
？He was put on the throne to be king.
他是被放在宝座上做王。
How did he see that matter?
他如何看这件事呢
？He went in to talk to the Lord.
他来到主的面前。
He said, Lord.Me and my family, you have uplifted us more than we ever thought of.
他说：“主啊，我跟我的家，你把我们高抬，是我们 没有想过的。
We are not worthy.
我们是不配的。
But you, since you have assigned me to be your king.
但是你立我为你的王。
Lord, I want to tell you one thing.
我愿意告诉你一件事。
You have to be the God over Israel.
你要做以色列的君王。
That has to happen first.
这是首先的事情。
Then me and my house could be on your throne.
然后我跟我的家才能够在你的宝座
上。This I believe is in the 2 Samuel chapter 7.
这是在撒母耳记下第七章。
So in the eyes and the mind of Saul, of David,
在大卫的心思里面
，God has to rule over Israel.
神要治理以色列。
And people have to know that.
他的百姓要知道这件事情。
And then me and my house could sit on the throne.
然后你的仆人大卫的家才在你面前树立。
In another word,
换一句话说
，The Lord is the real king of Israel.
主，你才是以色列真正的王。
I am nothing but a servant.
我只不过是一个仆人。
I'm only a servant king.
我只不过是一个做君王的仆人。
Yeah, this is earlier at the When he became king, this is after he did some good things. In the middle, I believe it's in the 50s or 60s of his age.
这可能是他做了王以后，他在五六十岁的时候。
Yeah. And then at the end, when he was almost 70 years old,
到末了他差不多七十岁的时候，
he said another thing.
他再一次说，
That's essentially his last word.
这是他末后的话。
This is, I believe, in 2 Samuel chapter. I guess 23 or something.
22.
Yeah. He said something which is, to me, is very refreshing.
他讲的话对我来讲，哦，非常的有帮助。
It's 2 Samuel chapter 22, verse 3 to 5.
撒母耳记下22章3到5节。
He said this.
他说，
He said, the Lord has shown me a ruler.
他说我的神你在那里说你是这个掌权的。
Yeah, the Lord has shown me a ruler.
神
让我看见。
让我看见你在掌权。
Yeah, his ruler. This ruler is the ruler, is a righteous ruler of Israel.
说这位乃是以色列公义的掌权者。
Yeah, and he is like the morning sun.
你好像是早晨的日头。
He's like the bright sun after the rain.
乃是雨后的阳光。
And he can make the grass grow.
你可以叫青草长出来。
But me and my house is not like that.
我跟我的家就不是。
This is at the end of his reign.
这是在他末了做君王的时候。
And he said yes, but the Lord has destined ordered everything for my house.
他说，主已经定义给了我跟我的家。
What struck me was this.
最能够叫我惊讶的乃是。
Throughout his reign,
在他做王的这些年日。
In his eyes, he sees another ruler.
在他的眼中他看到有另外一个掌权者。
The ruler who is in the heart and mind of God.
这一位乃是看到神的心意的。
The ruler is the ruler of true righteousness.
在这里就是看到这位公义的掌权者。
The ruler can truly bring the blessing of God.
那一位掌权者他把真正把神的祝福带下来。
He is the bright light.
他是明他是那个日光。
He is the force that makes the grass grow.
哦，他是叫青草成长的这些干木。
But that's not me.
这个不是我。
And that's not my house.
这不是我的家。
不是我的家。Brothers and sisters, what is he talking about?
弟兄姊妹，他说什么呢？
I think throughout David's reign, 40 years.
在大卫做王这四十年里面，
He always has this other ruler in his view.
在他的心中一直有这一位王。
And that ruler is righteous.
这位王是义者。
And that ruler can bring all the grass grow.
这个王能够叫所有的青草来。
That ruler is the bright light.
这个王他是日光。
And this is how, David carried his responsibility as a king.
这是大卫是如此的带出他君王的职责。
No wonder in one of the Psalms he said.
所以在诗篇有一篇这样说。
He said, "The Lord said to my Lord."
他说，主向我说。
主对我主说。
主对我主说。
I want you to sit in my right hand side.
我要你坐在我的右边。
And until wait until I make your enemies your footstool.
要让你仇敌成为你的脚凳。
The Lord Jehovah speak to my Lord.
主神耶和华向我的主说。
There is another Lord which is called my Lord.
证明还有一位说是我的主。
Brothers and sisters, David reigned with that Lord in his view all the time.
大卫一直在这样的一个主的跟前来做王。
For you and for me.
对你跟对我。
The Bible encourages us to reign with Christ.
圣经告诉我们要与基督一同作王。
No joke.
这不是说笑话。
Oftentimes we say, how can that be possible? Me.
我们说
person like me could reign with Christ.
像我这样的人能够与主一同掌权。
But no joke.
这不是说笑话。
The Bible said that.
圣经这样讲。
You and I is destined to reign with Christ.
你跟我要与基督一同掌权。
Now, brothers and sisters, David is our good example.
大卫是我们的好的例子。
When he reigned,
当他作王的时候
he knew it is the Lord who really reigned.
是这位主他实在在那个作王。
Now, when he reigned,
当他掌权的时候
in his eyes, there's always one who is right before the Lord.
在他的眼中永远有一位在神面前是义的。
Now,He's righteous.
他是那义者。
He can bring life.
他可以供应生命。
He is light.
他就是生命。
He can get us out of darkness.
他就是光，他把我们带离黑暗。
Now, David reigns with this king in view.
大卫是在看着这一位的君王面前来掌权。
So, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
do not be afraid in reading in the Bible that you and I are supposed to reign with Christ.
你不要害怕圣经里面说你跟我要与基督一同掌权。
But keep in mind, you and I are not the real king.
但你要记得你跟我不是那个真正的王。
He is the real king.
他才是那真正的王。
He has to rule.
他要掌权。
So that you and I can sit with him.
所以你跟我与他同坐。
And also when we carry out the responsibility of a little king.
当我们好像做这样的一个小王的职责的时候。
When the,Brothers and sisters in the house of God gave us some responsibility to do.
当在神的家里面，弟兄姊妹给我们一些职责来做。
Now we have to do these things with a king in view.
我们当在这里服侍的时候，要看到这位王。
Am I doing things the way the Lord Jesus would do?
我是不是像主耶稣这样来做这件事呢？
Am I thinking of things the Lord Jesus would think?
我是不是像主耶稣这样来想这件事情呢？
If we do, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹，如果我们是这样的话，
We have our root planted in God.
我们就是扎根在神里面。
So, brothers and sisters, I think this is all I can say today.
弟兄姊妹，这是我早上要交通的。
And tomorrow we will share rooted in Christ.
明天我们要讲扎根在基督里。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Lord, we come to you. We confess that your heart and mind is much bigger than ours.
弟兄姊妹，我们来到你面前，我们承认你的心思意念比我们超越我们很多。
Now we have to understand anything you say from the point of view of your eternal purpose.
我们要讲到一切的事情都是。从你那永远的旨意这方面来看
，You see a thousand years as one day.
你看千年如一日
，And one day as a thousand years.
一日如千年。
Lord, we pray that we will pay heed to what you said.
我们实在在你的面前，我们要听你所说的话。
We will take root downward.
我们要向下扎根。
Again,
我们再一次说向下扎根。
As your servant Samuel.
好像
你的仆人撒母耳那样。
As your servant David.
好像你的仆人大卫那样。
And Lord, although we are not worthy.
主啊，我们实在是不配。
But Lord, you have encouraged us to be your remnant.
但是你激励我们要做这些的渔民。
To be among your remnant.
哦，成为你渔民当中的一位。
We have a heart towards you.
我们有一个心要向着你。
That nobody can take away.
没有人能够夺去的。
That we are willing to go through sufferings.
我们愿意经历苦难。
But also you have preserved us in your grace.
仍然保守我们。
And we will go forth as your remnant.
我们要出来像你的渔民一样。
Bearing your banner.
我们要举起你的圣旗。
And be your testimony.
成为你的见证。
That the world will see.
世界看到。
That the Lord, you are the Lord of heaven and earth.
你是天地的主。
Eternal God.
你是永在的神。
Thank you, Lord.
谢谢主。
In the name of Lord Jesus, we pray.
奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名祷告。
Amen.